Now, Billericay Litter Pick, that's a local litter picking group powered by volunteers who want to help keep Billericay clean and tidy. And I'm pleased to welcome Jonathan Gibbon to tell us all about it. Welcome, Jonathan.
Hi, Bob. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome indeed. You're doing some good stuff in the local area and like to hear good stories like that. So tell us about the litter pick. How did it all start? And did you start it all? Are you responsible?
Yes, so I started it along with my wife, Vicky.
Great.
So I used to work for Keep Britain Tidy.
Okay.
Which obviously a lot of people will know through national campaigns and so on. But I managed the survey team there.
Okay.
So we used to go around England monitoring litter for local authorities, for DEFRA, doing a national survey. It meant that we would obviously be seeing litter everywhere, kind of recommendations we would give to local authorities to improve cleansing and so on, but we didn't actually clean it up ourselves.
Okay.
As time went on, kind of, you know, I wanted to do a bit more and get involved. I started in the summer of 2017 doing litter picks on my way home from the train station, just kind of between Billericay station and home. And around that time, my wife and I started having discussions about, you know, should we start a group or not? We also had our children around that time, so we decided not to start it straight away.
Right.
A couple of years later, we started seeing some posts on Billericay discussion page on Facebook about litter in the area, and just thought, right, now's the time, we'll give it a go and see if anyone else is mad enough to join in, really.
and they were. Yeah, brilliant. So I mean, your aims are basically to make Billericay a better place to live in by clearing up a lot of the litter, I suppose.
Absolutely. So that's kind of where it started, is to keep the area clean and tidy, obviously protect wildlife, because wildlife can get trapped in the litter, get injured by it and so on. So that was a big driver. But we want to kind of take that a bit further. So we're very keen, particularly to get, you know, we want to involve everyone, but particularly to get children involved.
Okay.
So our own children, Evie and Charlie, come along to the litter picks and you know, kind of love spotting the litter and picking it up with a grabber.
Yeah.
We've been lucky enough to form relationships with scout groups, Cubs, Beavers, Mayflower Eco Club. So, you know, there's lots of kids that have got involved. And just encouraging them, you know, not only to help keep Billericay clean and tidy, but it's also a really nice starting point for getting children involved in environmental issues, that, you know, the bigger kind of climate change issues and so
excellent.
On. It's a nice doorway to it.
Yeah, fantastic. Sounds good. So apart from the children, who else gets involved?
So it is kind of anyone and everyone, really. So as I say, Vicky and I run it along with a couple of others who we didn't know prior to starting the group.
Okay, give them a name check.
So
give them a shout out.
Steve and Georgina, they came along to the early litter picks and were very enthusiastic. So we just thought, right, as it's getting bigger, we need a few people to help us. So they very, we're very pleased to have them volunteer to join in. And then really, as I said, so kind of the scouts, Cubs, Beavers, schools, we've got local Rotary clubs have been very good getting involved. Lots of families, loan pickers. So we do monthly litter picks as a group.
Right.
But then we also have people who we lend equipment to. So they might do solo picks. They might go out in pairs, on a kind of daily walk. And we also support students doing Duke of Edinburgh Award. So they might do litter picking as one of their activities.
Right.
So it is absolutely open to anyone and everyone across Billericay. And you know, if you want to come in from wider, then feel free to come and join in.
That sounds great. It's really taking off. So the more the merrier, I guess, is it?
Yes. So we've, in about 2.5 years, we've grown to 550 members in our Facebook group, which is slightly crazy, but fantastic.
Amazing.
So huge thank you to everyone who's got involved.
Yeah.
Our actual litter picks, the last one we did, it varies from place to place. So we try to go to different locations around the town each month. Last one, we had about 8 people. This weekend, we've got one on Sunday morning at Lake Meadows. And I think we're on for about 40 to 50 people.
Oh, wow.
And so we're always happy for anyone else to get involved. Obviously, when it gets to those kind of numbers, there may be less for people to pick up.
You don't get them fighting over litter, you know?
the thing that's quite amazing, you might look at an area and think, oh, actually, this looks really clean.
Uh-huh.
As soon as you start going into the bushes and the trees and you uncover dens and all sorts, there's always a lot to go around.
Yeah.
But I would just say, if you've got a group that you would like to bring along, have a chat with us beforehand, just so we can, you know, coordinate equipment and so on. But absolutely, always looking for more people to get involved.
So how can people contact you? Is that on Facebook in the main, is it?
Yes. So our main activity is through the Billericay Litter Pickers group on Facebook. So if you just go on Facebook, type in Billericay Litter Pickers, you will find us. We post all our group dates on there. I'm also on Twitter. A few people have found us through there. So it's at LitterPickFry, F-R-I. Short for Friday, because I used to do the Friday litter picks.
Okay.
So you can message me through there as well.
That's fantastic. So it's a monthly litter pick mostly, is it?
Yes, we tend to do one a month, usually on weekends, and we vary between Saturday and Sunday. We may well have a weekday one in the Easter holidays next month.
Okay.
But again, that will get posted on the group. And as I say, if you want to get involved, if you can't do the group picks and you want to get involved, then have a chat with us and we'll see what we can do.
And it's a great thing for the children to do during the holidays as well.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah,
it's always looking around trying to think, what am I going to do with them tomorrow? That's a really
positive
thing.
It's great to get them outside, and for anyone, you know, to get outside, get the exercise, great for mental health and so on. It's really good activity to get involved.
So
in.
How long does each litter pick last? Is it?
So usually we do an hour and a half. Sometimes it's an hour, but typically an hour and a half. So the one this Sunday morning is 10:30 till 12.
Okay.
Obviously, if you can't stay for the whole thing, we'll kind of tell you where you can leave equipment, and you know, you can dash off when you need to.
Right.
But yeah, generally hour and a half.
Excellent. So what do you do with all the litter that you've collected?
So we have been very lucky to have support from Basildon Council. So they gave us quite a lot of the equipment that we use at the beginning.
Good.
And they also then pick up the rubbish at the end of each pick. So what we tend to do is just bag it up in black bags at the moment. We'd love to be able to recycle it and split it all out, but due to time and often the condition of the litter that we find, you know, it would just be crazy to split it out a lot of the time. So we bag it all up. The council will then come and take it away. So we'll let them know in advance when we're doing a pick and where we're going to be. But yeah, so we've had a great relationship with Basildon Council. We've also had help from Billericay Town Council giving us equipment. Finder Active Basildon have given us some equipment as well, so we have a good relationship with all these kind of organisations that help us out.
What a great thing you're doing. That's excellent, isn't it? Okay, silly question, what's the strangest thing you've ever found on a litter pick?
I don't know if we found anything completely crazy, but we find, you know, just bits and pieces. We found a Dyson in a ditch on the last litter pick. When I kind of spoke to my daughter, she remembered an office chair that we found in the middle of the road. We did one at Sun Corner, which was the classic example, towards the end of last year, where it looked completely clean. And then we went in the woods and we found a bike and a radiator. We found a pond, which we didn't know existed, that was full of rubbish. You find underwear from time to time.
Oh,
it's possibly best not to know why that's there.
Yeah, I don't think we want to know about that. No.
But yeah, you know, you get a wide range of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I'm laughing and making light of it, but fly tipping's no joke, is it?
It's not. And the whole thing obviously has a very serious starting point that we don't want to have to be doing this. You know, we'd rather people didn't litter, and you know, people can get involved simply by putting their rubbish in the bin. You know, you don't have to join the group. Personal responsibility and good practice. But unfortunately, it does happen, so we try and do what we can to help out.
Yeah, well, I think it's absolutely brilliant. And I believe you're starting a new initiative to get some sponsorship, aren't you?
Yeah, so one of the things, we obviously do the litter picks and kind of that environmental impact, but we thought we'd try and see if we could expand the impact that we have as well to more of a social impact, so people can get together through, you know, the community work. But what we'd like to do is to raise money from each litter pick as a donation from local businesses. And we are asking for £50 per litter pick, and we will donate all that money at the end of the year to the Billericay Food Bank.
Wonderful.
Because obviously, you know, times are hard, things are only bills are only going up and so on.
Yes.
So I think I can't remember the stats, but I know they're looking at a potential 10% increase in the stress that you know, is put on them as well. So if any local businesses would like to sponsor us, then obviously a fantastic CSR opportunity to support both environmental and social cause. It's only £50. It's a very affordable donation. Message me, as I said, through Billericay Litter Pickers or at LitterPickFry on Twitter. And we would love to have your support and make a fantastic donation to the food bank at the end of the year.
Absolutely wonderful. Well, that's excellent, Jonathan. And thanks for coming in today to talk to us.
No problem.
As well.
Just very quickly, sorry, if I can. We also have a couple of other sponsors. So okay. The Moya Health osteopaths have helped us out. They sponsor our high-vis jackets. Obviously, we take safety very, it's a very important factor, so they've helped us out. PMsystems.co.uk. There is a company in Billericay who support us anonymously to kind of cover insurance costs and so on.
Wow,
so thank you to
really
them.
Yeah.
And Waitrose gave us a couple of bits and pieces as well. So there are companies locally that do fantastic things to support us. And as I say, if anyone would like to get involved in our cause for the food bank support this year, then we would be very grateful to speak to you.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, and also, have you ever thought about doing radio? You've got a good voice there.
I used to do, with my sister and my cousin when I was a kid, we used to do radio shows, just, you know, record them on a cassette and so on. This is my first actual experience.
Wow.
So thank you very much for opening this world up to me.
There you go. You know where we are if you fancy having a go at it. So anyway, Jonathan Gibbon from Billericay Litterpick, thank you so much. And if you want to contact Billericay Litterpick, best place is Facebook. Just search for Billericay Litterpick. And I'll put all that information up on the Phoenix FM website later today. Thank you very much, Jonathan.
Brilliant. Thanks, Bob.
Cheers.